The Brad Sesmat Show, broadcasting live.
It is great to catch up with Channing Frye. We're chopping it up off the air about the St. Mary's Knights days running out in green and white. But I'm actually going to do this segment with Channing in reverse order now. This isn't a basketball player I'm talking to. This is an entrepreneur. If I would have told you that you're going to have a podcast that you're going to do with Richard Jefferson, and you're going to have a winery that you're going to own with Kevin Love or any NBA guy back when you were this dopey little 17-year-old with your jersey barely hanging on your shoulders, would you have believed all this? Because all this is happening for Channing now in post-NBA life, which is great.
You know what? Probably, I would say probably yes. My attitude kind of in life is just, you know, go with what makes you happy.
Yeah.
And then I think, you know, the wine thing is pretty awesome. You know, it keeps me here at home. I get to go to beautiful places all the time, meeting new people. It just kind of, excuse me, introducing that world to the basketball world and making it, you know, when I do announcing, when I do podcasting, we're trying to tell a story. So we're trying to humanize the player, right? Tell him, like, we had the opportunity to interview Tim Duncan. People were shocked that he was such a nerd, right? That he named his son after like a Star Wars character,
yeah,
right? Or a Lord of the Rings character, sorry. And that he played World of Warcraft. And so you get to find things that are in common. And I take that off the court in wine and really just try to find things in common, especially nowadays. Just enjoy a nice glass of wine, watch these amazing playoffs, and enjoy each other's company.
Channing Frye with us. Okay, so road tripping with Richard Jefferson and Allie Clifton.
Yeah.
Where can people find this? How do you think it's gone?
So everywhere.
Podcast.
You know what? It has evolved. You know, we just signed with Blue Wire, so we have a studio in Vegas. I've been doing this 6-7 years with them. I love it. I think the people we get to interview, we had Derek Fisher on, especially after the WNBA draft, just talking about the times that we played them in the 2010 Western Conference Finals with the Lakers. But then about 2002, when Richard lost in the NBA Finals, when he was playing on the Nets. But it's been doing great. It's a chance for people to listen to guys and girls in the sports world, and sometimes not, just how they live and realize that we're kind of all the same. We're very much all the same, and we go through the same stuff. And just some great stories for people. But you can find it anywhere, Spotify, iHeartRadio. Yeah. I think we're still on TV a little bit. On Spectrum Sports, Fox, all those things. So we're a little bit everywhere.
Okay, so the winery side, Chosen
yeah.
Family Wines. Okay.
Yeah.
When did you have your first glass of wine, Channing?
Ooh. Oh, long time. Maybe rookie year in New York. But I didn't know. You know, I think everyone starts somewhere where you're like, yeah. Oh, my parents like this. I'm just drinking it because it's the thing to do. And, you know, when I got traded to Portland, I never been wine tasting, right? And I go out and there's no cell service. And I'm with a group of friends and I'm like, oh, I like this. Like everyone's just enjoying each other's company, whether that's, oh, this is beautiful. I just want to sit down or let me learn about the grapes or the varietals or the soil or, you know, what's your story? How did you get into wine? And then over the years, it just kind of evolved and evolved. And I was like, man, this is like, I want to share this with everybody. I think that's the true essence of, you know, when you get into wine, it's like, you could have a library of 1,000, but if you're not sharing it with somebody, you're doing the world a disservice, right? You can't hoard all that for yourself. You want to, the more you learn, the more you want to share. So, you know, we source grapes and make wine from Washington, Oregon, California, you know, like Sonoma Coast Pinot Noir, Napa Valley Cabs are coming out. Then we have two types of Oregon Pinot, two types of Oregon Chardonnay, a Rosé, a Syrah, and we have bubbles that take 4 years. Wow. So, and you got to do all that. We're trying to do it right. You know, I think as a basketball player, there's more pressure on me to not mess up than somebody who's just doing wine. Because I'm like, oh, it's just Channing trying to, you know, take money. This is like, no, this is passion project. This is like something that gets me up in the morning. And as you hear my energy for it, it's just like, I love being able to introduce people to something new. Or something that they don't like, where they like something else.
It is it's Chosen Family Wines. His partner is Kevin Love. So if you feel comfortable doing this, fine. If you don't, it's cool too. Just the business end. Yeah. Did you sit in the locker room with Kevin one day and say, hey, I'm thinking about this? Is it your business people in front of you that say, hey, here's this opportunity, here's this opportunity? I like to tie in the business of sports. I think this is really a good one.
Yeah. So for me, myself and Kevin, we've had a pretty good relationship ever since. I had seen him actually a year before in Orlando, and Richard was like, Channing, you're going to like this guy. And I'm like, nah, man, I don't think I like Kevin Love, you know, because just you go back and forth. And then we end up becoming best friends, right, on the team. And my last year, and even before that, Juan was big on our team. On our 2016 championship team, Juan was the thing that we connected over. What we talked, what we watched film on, it was that thing that you could represent what you like, what you know, where you've been, and guys kind of exchange ideas. Well, I've been to Bordeaux. I've been to Italy. I've been to Provence. I've been to South Africa during the World Cup, and I tried this one. So, like, when you're with a team 18 hours a day, especially when you're locked into basketball, for people to talk about something else for 10, 15 minutes is like the world. So this is my business. I'm the majority owner. And when I was the – when we were – my last year, I was actually talking to Kevin, and we had sat down next to each other on a plane. And for the whole maybe half a season, three quarters of the season, talked about what our label would look like, talked about what our ethos would be, who we'd want to do it, what types of varietals, what we drink, how we'd introduce it. And so after I retired, you know, I understand what it's like playing in the league. And I would like that Kevin focuses on that. And, you know, hopefully they win tonight against the Hawks. And for me, having Kevin be a part of this as much now as when he's going to retire is going to get even more. But the people that we work with, we have a winemaker that's part owner. We have a GM of Longolo Estate that's our CEO that works with me. And we're on this every day. I mean, I can show you texts at 7:15 about our schedule for the next 3 months, like trying to go to California. I have to go to Walla Walla. I have to go to, you know, Sonoma Coast, research and development. And but this is fun. This is like, we're trying to do it right. And to be able to have Kevin be able to do it from that side and to know that we're doing this the right way. So whenever he gets done with basketball, 3, 5 years, 10 years, that this will be a machine that we could go on the road and introduce it to it together.
Channing Frye with us. So when you get off the plane in Walla Walla,
yeah,
you're not a dude that just gets rolled up in a black SUV, gets out and says, this looks good. You're actually out there, it sounds like.
Oh, out there. And we don't take a plane. We drive up. It's 4 hours. We stay at a nice, quaint hotel.
Sure.
And then we really just try to, like, we call ahead and we try to find the best place. We try to listen to a story. The one thing that we try to do is with my platform and Kevin's platform, not a lot of people go to Walla Walla. Mm-hmm. If we could go there before you, try some new places. Hey, this restaurant is good. The Walla Walla Steakhouse is great, by the way. Then we went to Doubleback, Force Majeure, Caillou's, Bionic Frog, Horsepower. Like all these different places we've gone to and listened and tasted and learned. And we want to share those stories. I don't want to make my winery the point of center. It's those places. You know, when we go wine tasting, I've been in Oregon 15 years and there's new wine places popping up all the time.
Yep.
When people come, I'd love to write you a list of places to go. We don't own a vineyard or a tasting room right now because we started during a pandemic. But I like that because I go, when you come here, yes, I'll sell you a bottle of wine. That's ours. But here, go visit. Go see what made me love this industry and this so much. Go listen to their stories because people come from second generation farmers. Somebody left their media job at Wyden and Kennedy where they were making $1 million. They said, I wasn't happy. So then they went into wine. I think they're a little crazy for that, but that's just me. But they make great wine. And so you just hear these stories and you're like, man, how does nobody know this? And like more people need to go see you, right? It's like, hey guys, I have this platform. Listen to me for a second. Go there.
Who mentors you on this? Like today, for instance, Elon Musk says he's going to go buy Twitter, potentially, put the offer out there. So do you look at the people that are at the highest of the high and say, that guy? Or do you have a circle that says, hey, man, tap the brakes on this? Or Channing, when the phone rings, you know, I better answer this because this is the guy that's mentoring me through all this.
You know what's what's been amazing is I think if you are genuinely authentic to amazing people, when you need advice or when you need something, they can give you authentic advice.
Yep.
When you're a dick to them at the beginning and you need something later on, right? They're I don't, they're not picking up the phone, or they're just like, I just don't know.
Yeah.
I have mentors, whether that's Grant Hill, whether that's somebody already in the industry, I can call in favors because I've been respectful to people. They see me grinding. They know this isn't a cash grab, that I'm in it for the long run. Like, my goal is to own land, and we're constantly looking, and to have my kids own land and property, and to be able to be proud of what their dad is doing outside of basketball. And I want to inspire kids. You know, I'm a black kid from Chandler, Arizona. What am I doing in wine country? Right? It's like, you know, there's a couple of vineyards, I think it's Sedona, where they make like warm temperature, warm climate, like Tempranillo. But for me, I could call on people. Like, I could call on a friend who has a number of a guy who owns, I think, the most vineyards in, you know, the Northwest. Or I can call somebody who just bought St. Michelle, and they make 1 million cases of Riesling alone. And for to understand how much that is, we just made 800 cases last year, right? And that took 2 years to do that. Now, St. Michelle makes a million cases of just Riesling, which is bananas. So for me, I could ask, hey, what do you see in these businesses? What do you do? And they're happy to give me advice because I'm, you know, thank you for your time. You're humble. You're accepting. You try to apply that. But you also got to be authentic, right? Again, it's like, what is your story? And how can you portray that through your product that you're trying to sell?
Road Tripping Podcast, Richard Jefferson, Channing Frye, Allie Clifton, Chosen Family Wines.
Yeah.
All that Channing Frye is involved in, the former St. Mary's Knight, U of A Wildcat with us for a couple of minutes. I almost feel ashamed talking basketball with you because that's so
fun. No, this is great. And you also miss them on NBA TV.
And NBA TV. And NBA yeah, TV. My too. Bad. My
that's
bad.
A little bit of this, a little bit of that.
A little bit of this, a little bit of that. All right. So let's just tick through these things.
Yeah.
Suns meet the Pels. The biggest issue would be Suns meet the Clippers. The biggest issue would be
Suns meeting the Pelicans would be that the Pelicans are playing with house money. Right. The Pelicans are playing with house money. You know, I have this shirt on. I played with Willie Green. Obviously, Griff and I have a great relationship. I got this when Josh Hart was there. Larry Nance is my guy. They are tenacious defensively. I think we saw that at times last year. For their youth, they are dangerous. And so being able to get into the playoffs versus the best team in the NBA, they're like, we're here. We've exceeded expectations. They were 1-12. So a team that's that locked into themselves, there's no outside pressure. Nobody thinks they're going to beat the Suns. But if they can get momentum, if CJ can be efficient, Valanciunas is physical, and the way they play defense is wild. Their rotations are tight. Their activity is amazing, and they have length. Across the board, they have length. And for the Clippers, you got to contain Paul George. Mm-hmm. Paul George is one of those guys that can win you a game that wasn't supposed to be won. And now you have to worry about T. Lou, because the Suns are very regimented in what they do, which makes them amazing, but also makes them predictable at times. If the Clippers can knock them off course, how do the Suns get back on the course? You got to attack mismatches. I think DeAndre Ayton's going to be huge. I think if Jay Crowder can be efficient from the three, because the Clippers are going to keep you in front. They play a whole team of 6'9 guys. They just switch and keep you in front and play, make you play one-on-one. That's not how the Suns score. Devin Booker scores that way. But is Chris Paul versus, you know, Paul George, is that a mismatch? Can you take advantage of that? Who is the guy for the Clippers that you're going to go at to create reactions on the weak side to get corner threes?
He's NBA TV's Channing Frye, the former Valley High School star at U of A. Now doing it with NBA TV with the playoffs here. Before I get you out of here, anything short of a finals here in Phoenix is being viewed as not a great season. They set an all-time record for victories in the regular year. A lot of pressure and expectations here, Channing, that if they don't win at all this year, and you know this town, there's going to be a – well, it's just not going to be pleasant. Let's put it that way.
I think going to the finals, and I think you Phoenix fans have to take this into account. Who's on the other side on the Eastern Conference? And I'm only talking about two players. That's Kevin Durant and Giannis. Because I don't believe in Philly. I think Boston is dangerous. I think Toronto is dangerous. And I don't know if Miami can sustain what they're doing right now in a playoff situation versus a team that may have more talent, like Brooklyn, going to the finals, having the opportunity to win 2 years in a row is a gift and a godsend. Playing Giannis in his prime with the team that's built around him, you can't slouch on that. If you win, holy crap, we got one. If you don't, you go, hey, let's continue to rebuild. Mikal Bridges is getting better. Cam Johnson is getting better. Devin Booker for sure is getting better, which is dangerous to say. You've established a culture where veterans are coming in at a cheap rate. So you can continue to keep up your excellence with developing young talent, which is rare in the NBA. There's only four teams that maybe do that. And all those teams are at the top of the board. So the Suns should, and fans should say, going to the finals is expectations. Having a chance to win is the expectation. But let's keep it real. Giannis is a different beast. Y'all saw that last year when he had 50 and went 17 for 19 from the free throw line. So let's just get there and then cheer them on because they are still young. I think Devin Booker's what, 26?
Yeah. Still coming into it. Still coming. Should he be MVP this year? Is it Joker and Embiid and then Devin?
He has a great case. I just think me personally, I would have said Giannis. I think Jokic, statistically, Jokic is that guy, mm-hmm. right? Jokic is amazing. Embiid statistically is amazing as that guy. How I vote is if all three of them, and you have one game versus each, who's coming out of that game winning? That's Giannis.
Yeah.
And that's not, I don't even think that's a question. When Giannis went up against Jokic, what happened? When Giannis went up against Embiid, what happened? When Giannis went up against KD, I mean, you can go down the line. Giannis has established dominance versus most of them. Now, that's mine. You could argue Embiid and you could argue Jokic. And you could for sure argue Devin Booker because he has to do less on a better team, which has been the best team in the NBA 2 years in a row. So any one of them wins, I'm okay. But my vote would have been for Giannis.
You can find Channing Frye on NBA TV. You can find Channing Frye on Road Tripping with Ali Clifton and Richard Jefferson. You can find his wine, Chosen Family Wine. Is it down here in Arizona or is it just online?
Yeah, you can ship. Well, it's online right now. And then distribution is a whole different beast. So we just started that in May. We're going to. We ship to Arizona. We actually ship a lot to Arizona, which thank you guys. Chosen Family Wines is a place you could get it. We're on Instagram, Twitter. That's us. We only have four people who actually like work with us.
Chosen Family, four of you.
ChosenFamilyWines.com. Yeah, yeah. So we have one employee and everything else is us. So we are doing it. It is. When you DM them, I get those things. When you email us, I get those emails. So yeah, this is Channing and our crew's thing.
That is awesome. Hey, appreciate chopping it up. It's good to see you and doing so well in post life. Stay well.
Thank you. You too, man.
There's Channing Frye with us, and we're back with more after this time out.